News. I'm Ben Thomas. President-elect Trump's lawyers have formally asked a New York judge to throw out his hush money criminal conviction. Eric Tucker reports they're citing the Hunter Biden case.
Hunter Biden was pardoned on Sunday night by his father, President Joe Biden. In the announcement of the clemency, the president said he believed his son had been selectively and unfairly prosecuted by virtue of his last name. And in their new court filing, Donald Trump's lawyers are making the exact same argument. They too say that the prosecution of their client by the Manhattan District Attorney's Office was selective and unfair, and they say it needs to end now.
Trump dialed into a meeting of Senate Republicans as they plan an agenda for the first 30 days expected to include tax cuts and deportations. Trump also encouraged them to confirm his cabinet nominees. Trump's transition team has signed an agreement to allow background checks on his nominees and staff. Overseas, South Korea's president has lifted the martial law he imposed on the country. President Yoon Suk-yeol bending to political pressure after a tense night in which troops surrounded parliament. Lawmakers voted to reject military rule, and it now appears likely Yoon will be impeached. John Nelson Wright at the University of Cambridge Center for Geopolitics on the U.S. reaction.
Washington, I think, has felt the need to remain relatively muted in terms of their public response to see what would happen in terms of the domestic political situation. But there's no doubt that the U.S. military and intelligence services will be monitoring the situation closely, as will, of course, other governments, not least Japan, which has good reason to be concerned about instability on the peninsula.
In the Middle East, Palestinian officials say Fatah and Hamas are nearing agreement on who will oversee a post-war Gaza. It would effectively end Hamas's rule and could advance ceasefire talks. In Missouri, he's executed a man for sexually assaulting and killing a 9-year-old girl. Christopher Collings dumped the fourth grader's body in a sinkhole. This is AP News. It's Giving Tuesday here in the U.S. when charitable organizations make appeals for donations or other support. Meanwhile, in England, Karen Shamus reports there's been some unwelcome taking of pies.
A British chef is urging thieves who stole a van with 2,500 savoury pies inside to do the right thing and donate the edible loot to the needy. Chef Tommy Banks said the van was stolen with £25,000, that's $32,000 worth of food inside. The cargo includes steak and ale, turkey and butternut squash pies bound for a Christmas market in the city of York in northern England. Banks implored the thieves to leave the food at a community centre so it would not go to waste. He said the food could feed a few thousand people at Christmas. Banks owns two Michelin-starred restaurants and a pub in the northern English county of Yorkshire. Karen Shamas, London.
And I'm Ben Thomas, AP News. Thank you for listening.